we'll just have Rick Spielman go on immediately after John. So just hang the line for a few seconds, and then we'll have Rick on also. All right?
How's everybody doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
John, what does it feel like to sign with the Vikings and get this deal done, come back to your home state?
You know, it's been a whirlwind the last 12 hours. Obviously, I feel very fortunate to be back here.
Joining the meeting.
Randy.
I feel very fortunate to be back here. It's a great opportunity. I have some family ties here. But, you know, really I'm excited to join this offense and see what we can put together. And I'm really excited to get back on the football field. You know, I missed a year. And it's just great to have this opportunity and have a chance to get back out there.
John, how's your shoulder? How did you hurt it? How'd you rehab it? Which shoulder is it?
It's my left shoulder. I hurt it in a training camp practice last year, immediately following the San Diego Chargers preseason game. I dove for a ball with my arm outstretched and just kind of fell on it and continued the practice and just kind of figured out later that things weren't quite right. It was a labrum tear, and the stability never returned. I did a couple weeks of rehab, and the strength came back, but the stability didn't. So it was determined that surgery was going to be the best option, you know, long term for my career, and you know that was the route we went. It feels great. It's my left shoulder. Feels good.
In Seattle, were you primarily in line, or did they detach you to do HVAC stuff? How did you divide your time?
I moved around quite a bit. In my 4 years there, we had four different offensive coordinators. So I, you know, in many ways it was a challenge, but it did expose me to a number of different coaches and different offenses and different ways to use the tight end. So they moved me around quite a bit, but I do play in line as well.
Joining the meeting.
John, you said you're excited about this offense. What in particular are you excited about?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of weapons here already. You know, you look at Adrian and Percy, and, you know, Rudy's here, another Notre Dame guy. Got to be excited about that. You know, even John Sullivan. You know, I'm excited to play with a center like Sully. Sarcasm is noted there. It's
center's league.
Exactly. No, it's exciting for me because the weapons are in place. You know, they've shown a commitment here to spend money in free agency and continue to build something. Obviously, Christian Ponder, the young quarterback, showed a lot of toughness last year. I haven't studied his film, but I saw when he played on TV, and I was impressed.
Have you had a chance to talk to Kyle yet, and what have those discussions been about?
I've texted back and forth with him a little bit. It's just kind of been, you know, I'm excited to be here and to work with him, and he's reciprocated. You know, I have a lot of respect for what he did in college and, you know, what the player that he's become. And I know that he's going to be a great player in this league for a long time, you know. So to be able to play with him and bring my 4 years of experience into the meeting room, I'm just excited for that chance.
Cal, what's your vision for what you can bring to this offense?
Well, you know, my goal is always to be a well-rounded tight end. Okay, so my goal is as a tight end, my goal has always been to be a well-rounded player in that, you know, being able to contribute in the passing game, being able to stretch the field and make plays like that, but also run blocking, doing the pass protecting that, you know, you need to be able to do as an effective tight end in this league. You know, so I want to catch passes. that's a fun part. But I'm also excited about you know, doing a good job in the run game and pass protecting as well. So the goal is always to be a well-rounded player.
Do you want to talk to John about how they expect to use you, if you're going to be more of an inline player like Shanko's been, or if they might use you on some of that HVAC stuff?
You know, we haven't gotten into all those details yet. I'm just still learning names and trying to figure out where I'm at in the facility here. But we'll get to all those details soon enough.
was interested in you? Was coming home factoring in at all in your decision process?
It was a factor. Like I said, I'm excited to be here. I've got family ties here and lots of friends here. But it wasn't the only factor. I wouldn't have come back here if I didn't think the Vikings had a great thing going and a chance to be really special on the offensive side of the ball. And that's something I want to be a part of. So the family thing was a factor, but not the primary factor.
John, what other teams made offers, and did Seattle too?
No, I don't really want to get into that.
You cut short that visit with Kansas City, is that correct? Did you get there and then Minnesota did something to make you turn around?
Yeah, that's correct.
What did they say?
What did Minnesota say?
Yeah, what did they do to convince you to come up?
Well, the Vikings came forward. Rick came forward with a commitment that no other team had shown. A level of interest that was unparalleled, and it was something that I couldn't turn down. And like I've been saying, it's exciting to be a part of what they're building here.
John, are you in Minnesota now?
Yes, I'm in Minnesota right now.
Did you even talk to the Chiefs whenever you were? Where were you in the process of talking to them?
I was in the city, but I did not meet with the Chiefs, no.
When you talk about the level of commitment, are you talking about the 5-year, $25 million, and a reported $11 million bonus? Are all those numbers correct, and is that what you're talking about commitment-wise, or is it more youth-wise, if you could say?
Well, the details are undisclosed, the contract details. The commitment was a variety of things. It was the way that multiple people from the organization came forward expressing interest, telling me that this is a place that I could fit offensively, a place that they can plug me in and be a part of something special. The contract, yes, that was a part of it. But the offensive stuff that I've already talked about was also something that factored in.
John, this is an loss for Jim Quintoff as well. Where do you consider your blocking to be at right now? Is it something you're still working on?
Well, I think I need to continue to improve on everything. That's been my goal all along. I'm sorry, I'm echoing a little bit. I'm not Jim Kleinsaucer in the blocking in the run game. That's for sure. As I've said, I want to be as well-rounded as I can be as a player. But I'm never going to be Jim Kleinsaucer in the run game. So for me, that's not one of my expectations.
Yeah, did you have much interaction with Sully at all? And if so, what kinds of things did you guys talk about?
We're talking recently or in college? Because
yeah.
I don't know if I want to disclose everything that happened in college.
No, recently.
Sully and I texted back and forth a little bit. Not a whole lot.
John, did you grow up just kind of wanting to play for the Vikings? Was that your dream as a kid, or were you not a Vikings fan? How do you describe that coming up in Litchfield?
I definitely grew up a Vikings fan, but I was raised in a basketball family. My dad's a high school basketball coach in Litchfield. And I'm going to make a little plug here. They're actually in the section finals on Friday night at St. Cloud State, so I'm excited to get back and watch that game. But I was raised in a basketball family. So while I was a Vikings fan, my vision or my dream, I guess, when I was younger was to play basketball. But as a power forward at 6'5", you don't see many of those in the NBA, so I continued on with the football.
John, I was wondering, maybe the first people are going to contact Christian Ponder. If so, can you maybe expand on what you really like about him, if you had a chance to see anything that he has done last year, and what you look forward to working with him?
Yeah, no, I definitely need to get in touch with him, and it's something I look forward to doing. I don't have my plan set yet as to when I'll be able to get back here. To be able to start working out and doing all those things. But getting back to what I was impressed by. There's a few things. One is intelligence. His level of intelligence is, maybe not necessarily evident based on just watching film, but from talking to the coaches, from talking to other people that are familiar with his style of play and, you know, what he's able to do on the field. He's obviously very intelligent and knows the game, and I think that's important as a quarterback. I just finished watching some clips of him. Another thing, he's so mobile in the pocket, able to extend plays. And so as a receiving tight end or a tight end, you know, it's exciting to see a quarterback that will keep the play alive and will find you late in the down. So that's another thing that excites me. His toughness out there, I saw him continue a lot of those plays and string them along and deliver some great passes while he was getting hit in the face. So, there's a lot of things to be excited about. Obviously, I haven't studied a ton of film on him, but I think it'll be great to start developing that relationship.
Are you very familiar with Coach Musgrave's offense?
I just met with Coach Musgrave, and we went over some of the basics. As I've said, I've been in a number of different offenses over the last 4 or 5 years, and there are elements of a lot of those things in his offense from what I've seen. I need to get in the playbook. I need to start learning terminology and getting to know the routes and all that stuff. But I'm not worried about that side. There's plenty of time to get in the playbook and learn that stuff, and then also get in the meeting room and watch film of guys actually doing it. Because I think sometimes it's easy to learn a play on paper, but you need to get out there and work through it physically. You need to see other guys do it. That's how that's an effective way that I'm able to learn, I guess.
So with the way this team utilizes two tight end sets, you know, how do you envision the possibilities between you and Kyle, especially in the passing game?
Well, as I've said, I don't know exactly how they're going to use this, but they seem to be on board. They seem they wouldn't have brought me in here, and they wouldn't have drafted Kyle last year if they didn't feel confident that they'd be able to use two tight ends in the pass game and the run game. And you look around the league this year, and you saw that. You saw two tight ends used effectively, and I think we could do that here.
I know you said you're one-on-one in basketball with Rudolph. Who wins?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't seen him play. He's a little bit heavier than I am, but I might have an edge in quickness, so... Is there like a dribble limitation? If he can't back me under the hoop, I think I've got the edge.
I know you said your shoulder feels great. Are your expectations that you're going to be ready for minicamp in May, or is there going to be an additional time that you'll need to rest it?
No, as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to go, and I've been working out. I've been doing all the things that I would normally do when I'm working out. Obviously, I haven't done much on-field stuff. I've done a little bit of that, but as far as I'm concerned, I'll be ready to go.
Hey, John, how long did it take you to get right after that concussion in the playoffs? Obviously watching from afar, it looked pretty scary, but was it anything beyond a typical concussion?
It looked worse than it was. You know, they carted me off on a board, and that's never looks good. The effects didn't last very long. I stayed overnight in the hospital, but I felt better later that day, and they cleared me a week later, just being cautious. So it wasn't something that that kept me from working out, or there weren't any lingering effects.
Two more questions for John, and then we'll turn it over to Rick.
Did you face any questions from teams, with even the Vikings, about the concussions, or was that not an issue in terms of free agent recruitment?
Well, they put me through a physical, and the doctors checked me out, and everything's fine. So I think, obviously with the shoulder, they did the same thing. So they feel good about that, and I feel good about that. So, I haven't really had a chance to say thank you to anyone, but obviously I'd like to thank the Wolves for bringing me in here, and Rick Spielman, Coach Frazier.
Joining the meeting.
As I've said, I'm really excited to get back here to Minnesota, and I can't wait to see what we can get done on the offensive side of the football.
All right, I'll be putting Rick Spielman on now.
Thank you, John.
Thanks,
John.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, keep your stuff.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Rick, what was it about John that made you
kind of zero in on him early here.
Yeah, I know how, you know, Bill likes to use a two tight end offense. I know when we went back and looked at old Ted tape on John and what he was able to do from the offensive standpoint, and even what he did earlier in his career and what a threat he can be in the red zone. But the thing that I think was most appealing is we had our meetings and sat down with Bill Musgrave and the offensive staff is having a plan on how they can utilize his skill set and how they can utilize Kyle Rudolph's skill set in the passing game and also in the running game. And John gives you a lot of flexibility from being able to split out wide, to put in a slot, to put as an H-back, and to put also on a line of scrimmage.
Rick, do you envision John doing some of that H-back stuff, or do you envision him more as an inline player, kind of like Shanko was predominantly?
I think, you know, once we get all our guys in place, and then Bill has, you know, gets them out in the field, and the you know, offensive coaches get going with those guys, they'll figure out what's the best way to utilize those guys, because I think Bill and that offensive staff do a great job identifying everybody's strengths and how to utilize them the best.
Hey, Rick, how much of a concern was the shoulder at first? And I mean, obviously you guys must have given him a pretty thorough physical when he came in just to make sure he's good to go.
Yeah, everything, you know, just like our normal process, we put him through a very physical, very good physical, and we, you know, had everything checked out. Our medical staff, which does a great job, cleared him of everything for full activity, so we didn't have any concern with that at all.
When you look at him, it sounds like compare and contrast what he gives you versus what Shanko might have given you. What are the differences there in their games?
Shanko was a very productive player for us. Shanko did a lot of great things here, and we won a lot of ball games with Shank here. You know, I think as we went through this and I analyzed everything, John has some different things that he can do that Shank can't do, and vice versa, but felt, you know, very strongly about John and what he can bring to this organization.
When he came to the NFL in 2008, you only had one draft pick in the first three rounds, and he went five picks in front of you. Was he a guy that you were considering with that pick before he went?
Boy, way back in 2008. I've been kind of focusing on this year's draft right now. But I knew coming out of college that John was very talented tight end coming out. You know, he did a lot of great things for Notre Dame in the passing game and was a very athletic tight end coming out.
What do you sense the biggest challenge will be for him, having missed all of last season, to try and get back up to speed and going again?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just him getting out there, running around, getting back in the flow of the football movement stuff. The other part, I mean, he's natural at everything, you know, when you watch the tape and what he did in 2010. But I think just him getting out there and working with our guys and working on the timing. And the one thing we're trying to definitely do is try to get as many playmaking type skill position guys as we can around our young quarterback. And John definitely fits that bill.
Were you immediately looking at the tight end and maybe looking at some of the money being passed out to some of the wide receivers, did you kind of change your philosophy and just switch it up a little bit here about that?
No, what we do is when we're in our UFA meetings and kind of planning, we put together, you know, what we like at each position. You know, as I said all along, we're going to be very patient with this. You know, we're going to strike when we feel there's a player out there that can help us win ball games. You know, the ownership has always done and given us the financial backing we need to go get players when we need to get them. But we're also going to be very patient and prudent as we go through this process, because I know majority of our needs are going to get filled through the draft. But if we are definitely not done yet. We are still looking at UFAs as they go along through this process, and we'll continue to monitor that. There may be a couple guys coming in over the next couple weeks, so we'll continue to add players as we see fit. But I know again, I really honestly believe adding a guy here or there through free agency, but really honing in and building this roster through the draft.
Rick, that being said, John said that you guys made a commitment that nobody else did to him and convinced him to leave Kansas City and come up and meet with you guys. Was he a guy who was just his skill set was so unique versus the other players available that you knew you had to move quickly on that?
Yeah, I knew that he was a very, very hot commodity. I knew he had a couple other visits already lined up. As soon as the 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock our time whistle went off, you know, we got in contact with his people and, you know, tried to get John committed to come up here. We were able to do that and get him up here this morning, and things worked out.
How do you describe the overall philosophy? You've used the words patient and prudent, and obviously people on the outside that want to see a major spending spree right away. And can you describe the overall philosophy and what it takes for you to move on a guy like you did with John?
Yeah, I think, you know, the patience and just, you know, give us time to put this roster together. But we're not only putting it together for 2012. We're building this roster so we'll be able to maintain this roster over the next 3, 4, 5 years. And as you look at some of the things we're doing, when we were able to sign a Jack Greenway and an Adrian Peterson, to get a John Sullivan done, to add, you know, with what we did with Kyle Rudolph and to add Carlson in the mix, the goal is to hopefully have that offensive side work together with our young quarterback over the next 3, 4, 5 years, because I think that that builds continuity, that builds those guys working together and understanding what each other's doing. I know we got some defensive needs that we're going to have to address. We'll continue to look through that as we go through here, but also I know this is going to be a very good draft on the defensive side as well.
Rick, what did you say to get him to leave Kansas City before talking to the Chiefs?
I told him that if he came up here, we would make sure he went to see his dad's basketball game. So, you know, again, this is all part of the process. And when that, it's funny, as soon as the, you know, free agency period begins, the frenzy that goes on in offices and the recruiting and the getting the coaches on the phone and things like that, you just try to put your best foot forward and talk to these guys and recruit these guys. And we were, you know, Leslie Frazier, Bill Musgrave, myself, we're all on the phone, you know, recruiting John to get up here, and we were able to turn him and get him up here to come be a Minnesota Viking.
Rick, is there anything in particular about these Notre Dame guys that you that's special that you because you've got three pretty good players?
Yeah, I think, you know, Notre Dame has always put out some talented players. I said we're at our limit right now with three. I don't know if we can go another one. We may, though, if there's a couple that we like in the draft. But it's just, you know, they're coming from a big program. They've been on a big stage. All the guys that we're looking at, you know, and the guys that we've got from, you know, from Notre Dame are very high character, high quality guys that are very intelligent and very good football players. And the one thing I know is they like to play with passion for what they're doing when they're out on that field. And I think that's a key to it, is finding guys that have passion for playing football.
Do you have any other visits lined up right now?
You know, we've been on the phone a lot all day. There'll be a couple that'll be coming. I'm not going to divulge that information right now. But hopefully we'll have a couple more coming through. And again, we're going to be very patient with it and kind of see where the market is on some of these guys, because now the big, you know, frenzy, as they say, is over. There are still some players out there that we think can come in and compete and potentially help us win ball games.
How much have you waited in the process, you know, kind of waiting for that first phase of the free agency wave to die down and try to get a lot of value in that middle tier, especially when you have certain needs you have to fill and not have to spend, you know, the $50-60 million?
Right. I don't think we're a player or two away to go out and say you're going to spend, you know, the money that's being spent on all those players that had, you know, gotten contracts early. I think what we're trying to do, again, is find some players that we think are going to be able to help us win ball games, that are going to contribute, and then continually to build this through the draft and keep our draft picks and we'll potentially add more draft picks and keep our roster competitive year in and year out that way. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Fact that Latroy's still only 24 years old, was that a pretty big factor in bringing him back and continuing his development?
Yeah, I think Latroy, we drafted him when he was a junior. He's an extremely talented athlete. I know we had meetings on all of our personnel. We still think there's a huge, huge upside to Latroy. I know we played him some at three technique and some at nose. You know, talking with Brendan Daly when he came in and Alan Williams, we feel if we can settle him in at one spot and let him learn and grow in that particular spot, that he's only going to improve and get better. And he's another young guy that has developed over the years, but got a pretty good plan in place on how we think that he can go ahead and excel and even take his game up another level.
Is that going to be at the nose tackle position?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about that right now, but he'll definitely come in as a nose tackle going into next year.
Is that a three-year deal for the Poland and Pfeiffer, John?
Yes, that's correct.
Any update on what it thinks stands with Aaron Henderson and where he fits in your plans at this stage?
Yeah, we've talked to all their agents. You know, we're monitoring the market where those guys are at. You know, we're going to keep the door open and kind of see where the market settles with them. But we do, you know, have an interest in Aaron and EJ and a couple other guys that we're keeping tabs on. And sometimes, you know, they have to go out in the market to kind of establish what that value is. But have had very, very good conversations with all their agents, and we'll continue to monitor that.
Do you have a standing offer for Aaron?
Right now, we don't have a standing offer, but again, we've had a lot of productive conversations with his agent, not specifically on contract terms and things like that. I think it's, you know, everybody has to go through this process, and this is the part where you know, try to be patient and see if there is a deal that can potentially be done.
What was that? We didn't hear that. There's a dog in the background.
Clemson Dunslayers haven't been recruited since high school. What do you do as far as a selling point on the Vikings as opposed to the other teams in the NFL?
No, it's the weather. They really love the weather. I mean, we've ordered this 70-degree weather here in the middle of March and really sell them on the weather. I know the reputation of our ownership out there. I know they have a great reputation amongst the players of, you know, wanting to win a championship and doing what we need to do to win that, to get in the players we feel we need to get in. I know they have the utmost respect for Coach Frazier and our coaching staff. I think that's a huge selling point, too. And, you know, just the fact that the quality of life up here in Minnesota, and I don't think people realize how fortunate we are to live in a state like this. And the one thing we really hone in on is our fan base and how excited they are about the Minnesota Vikings, the tradition and the rivalries that we have within this division. But I tell all the players, and a lot of them have played in that Metrodome, we have a very, very passionate fan base, and they really hone into our players and accept our players and are very supportive of our players, and that's a huge factor.
Rick, with the Chris Cook trial seemingly coming to an end here soon, do you guys have prepared decisions made for what to do with him, you know, depending on what the verdict is?
Again, we will have something at some point. We're just kind of waiting to let the legal process take its course, and we'll go from there.
Does anyone have anything else?
All right, guys, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Yep.